Blog Talk Radio.
Please hang up and try again.
Welcome to the show. It's you're listening to The Late Show on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. I'm your host, Rob DeVore, and otherwise known as a Bad Bat Cast. And you can check out all my goings-on on my website there at abadbatcast.com or on yakangler.com. So be sure to check it out. And, you know, let me know what you think. Shoot me an email. Leave a comment, whatever you'd like to do. Area code 603, is that you, Greg?
Yep, that's me, Rob.
Hey, Greg Crisp from the always popular New Hampshire and cold Antarctica up there, man. How you doing?
Doing pretty good tonight.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, man, I don't envy you, man. I love... I think New Hampshire is a beautiful area, man, up there. But, man, y'all are... It's cold up there, man. So, you know, it's definitely not a place I want to live. Love to come and visit, but, you know, definitely don't want to live there. So, anyway, we're here every Thursday night at 11. Check out the podcast. If you can't listen live... I'm sure that you're listening. You can catch us on iTunes. Just look up Kayak Fishing Radio on iTunes. You got every single show in our history is there, and you can download that for free. So if you can't make the show at 11, come on and check out the podcast. So let's see, Fish and Chef is in the chat room as well. How you doing, Fish and Chef? And Greg is the author of the fishing blog, yakfish.net. Did I get that right this time?
Yep, you got that one right.
So what have you been up to, man? What have you been doing up there?
I got to go out last weekend.
Yeah?
Escaped for a few hours Saturday morning and it was just cold.
Did you catch anything?
No, couldn't even get the pickerel to bite. Went out for about 3 hours, and
wow.
When we launched, it was like the air temperature was 29 degrees, and
oh my God,
water
man.
Temperature was like 36. And
I would just like you know, get into the fetal position and not move, and especially going out on the water, man. No, thank you.
Yeah, so it was a. It was a nice morning, cold, crisp, and couldn't even get pickerel to bite, and pickerel bite all winter.
Yeah, no kidding. And
then the wind picked up, and it was just like, forget it, 3 hours, I got one bite, but it was a light one, and didn't hook up on it, and called it a day.
Yeah, sometimes it's better to do that, man. I had a bad night the other night. I was in we went out and you know, I was got the fishing gear resupply, you know, got the new DOAs. I'm going to try some, you know, I was trying some new DOA shrimp, the clear natural ones, and see how those would work on the night dock light bite. And picked up a new chug bug, storm chug bug, because I lost one last time out. you know, you're always hanging stuff. You know, there's always a chance of hanging stuff up on docks when you're dock fishing. So, And so we get out there. It's right before the sun's going down, you know, probably about 30 minutes before sundown. And, you know, start working the chug bug around some seawalls, you know. And got a trout right off the bat. It was awesome. And I thought, okay, man, you know, keeper trout right off the bat. I'm in business, man. So, you know, same old thing, you know, because every time we go out, it's, you know, dock light. You know, it's fish. And so anyway, so we were like, you know, getting out there. I said, okay, you know, business as usual. And no sooner did I say that, and I turned around, and there's the big old glaring moon right there in the sky, man, full moon. So I was like, oh, man, I didn't, you know, I totally didn't account for the moon. You know, I'll check the tides, and, you know, most of the time when we're dock fishing, it's great, man. It's, you know, it's a gimme practically, you know. So anyways, came up to the first dock, dock light, dock, you know, we usually pull fish out of there. Nothing. And, you know, it was through the chug bug in there, nothing. You know, normally anytime that we fish that, it's you go DOA shrimp, you throw it in there, you count to two or three, and you reel in your fish. You know, it's that simple. But not this time, man. It was some hard working. We hit some new areas, and it was definitely not a good night. We still caught fish, but we had probably about 10 fish between us. And it was just one of those nights you just, I mean, I, you know, after I was out about an hour, I was like ready to go home, man. So, you know, it was, it wasn't because it was a slow night. It was, it was one of those nights where, you know, every time that you turn around, you're, you know, something is getting tied up into a knot or you're getting tangled up or something, man. So it was definitely unkind to me for sure. So anyway, got Redfish Chuck from Mosquito Lagoon, Titusville area. How you doing, Chuck?
Good, bro.
Yeah? You getting out on the water this weekend?
No. Easter weekend, man. I'm going to be spending some time with the family. Got my brother in town, North Carolina, so.
Oh, cool. Does he fish?
Kind of.
Does a one-legged duck swim in a circle?
Yeah, he's kind of getting into it, man. He lives right on the coast North Carolina, so I'm trying to get him to get in the kayak fishing a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, throw yours in the back of the truck and go up there and show him how it's done, man.
Well, trust me, I have that. That's definitely a plan I plan on doing in the summertime.
You know, you can get some big redfish up there in that area sometimes. So, definitely, that's, you know, sounds like Jeff Madre lives up there, man. And my other buddy, Matt Wirt, lives up there in Wrightsville Beach. The fly tie-in video guy, man. He's a heck of a fisherman up there. But anyway, so that was my night trip woes, and I tell you, man, I just didn't account for the moon, man. Now, what's your take on that, Chuck? You have a theory about the moon?
Yeah, fish bite better on a full moon.
Seriously?
At night?
No kidding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just not
absolutely.
Around docks, because my theory is that. They're not going to be concentrated on the docks because there'll be other places because they might be able to see a little bit better or something of that nature. So, you know, they might be on grass flats or something like that instead of concentrated on the dock lights. Yeah, no, maybe?
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I know that in years past, I don't do a lot of night fishing anymore because of the kids, you know, but... when I used to be able to just go and do whatever it was that I ever wanted to do, I did a lot of nighttime wading. And we throw, on a full moon, we throw big topwater plugs and catch really big trout.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the grass flat, just out in the middle of nowhere, full moon, topwater baits, it was pretty awesome.
Did you take a lantern with you or any sort of light?
Nope.
Interesting.
Nope, no light. We didn't dangle any lights in the water or any of that kind of thing. Just, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, just like literally like you're on probably the darkest part of the river.
Right.
And using a really, really noisy topwater bait, like a skitterwalk or top dog or something like that. It's got a big rasp in it. And,
yeah.
Get nice and slow, man. You can hear them come up and try and clobber it. They keep missing it. And finally, when you let it sit for a few seconds, they see the silhouette and they come up and blast it.
Yeah. That one that keeper trout that I got to start the night off with on the storm chug bug, man, he missed that thing like 3-4 times, man. It even hit me like right next to the boat, man. I was like, you know, pulling it right up next to the kayak and he hammered it there too and missed it. I mean, and it's amazing to me how a fish can miss. I mean, not that, you know, that they're perfect or anything, but man, he had like 4 swipes at it and missed it. And it's got 2 treble hooks on it, man. I don't see how. I mean, I hooked myself getting the thing out of the tackle box, you know. So, Greg, you have any theory about fishing on the full moon?
I'm pretty much in agreement with Chuck that generally the fish bite a little bit better than they're generally out feeding and that stuff. We got quite a bit different fishery up here.
Yeah.
Than you guys do down there, but a lot deeper water and that stuff, but you know, generally the fish seem to be out there. Your tides are a little bit bigger and force the fish around and you can find them.
Well, yeah. Normally, when I'm fishing dock lights at night, you got to have some deeper water. You know, it's like 6 to 8 feet deep. You know, sometimes 10 feet. Because if it's shallow, it's not going to have any fish on it, man. And there's got to be some sort of moving water around it, incoming, outgoing tide. And I do better on the lights that point down. But no, there was some. I just couldn't figure out what it was, and the only thing I could figure was the full moon, you know. And I always looked and I said, man, you know, Dee always says she doesn't fish on a full moon, you know, so. I saw that coming up at night, and I'm like thinking, man, they're going to be scattering. So I probably should have changed plan and game plans and went to the grass flats, which were about a half a mile away. But
well, he doesn't fish on the full moon during the daytime.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's what I was saying.
But
I was thinking that
they eat all night.
Yeah, and that's my other theory too. But you know, when the first trip to Mosquito Lagoon there and you know, President's Day, we got lucky because it was that was a full moon going on, and when we got there it was all foggy and overcast, so it kind of covered the moon up. I think that might have been one reason we had such a good day there. But anyway, that was my theory on that, man. And I don't know, man, now I'm going to pay attention when I go out at night, that's for sure. And you know, I'm happy to report there's bait around. You know, there was several docks that we saw. I mean, you know, and you could see fish. You know, they were chasing bait, and there was bait scattering all over the place around these docks and everything. I just couldn't figure out why I couldn't get anything to play. You know, I'm not kidding you, man. We'll go, and we'll probably start fishing at sundown, which is, you know, 8 o'clock at night. And we'll stay out till like 2 o'clock. You know, we're finally loading up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. So, and it's like every single dock light we go to, it's like bam, 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 bam. And then, you know, after you cast in there 3 or 4 times, you know, there's no more fish there. So you go to the next one, you know. So, and there's literally thousands of docks there with lights. So it's great. So anyway, that was that trip. I'd like to take the time to point out that I am not a DOA pro staffer. There was a a local guide in the area that was criticizing me for acting like I'm a pro staffer for DOA, which I don't know exactly what that means. I mean, I write about it on my blog and I talk about it because it works. You know, DOA is not paying me or giving me gear, and I use that and I talk about that because that's what works. And you know, I might not know what I'm doing like a guide that goes out every single day, but you know, apparently one of my friends that I fish with from time to time is one of his clients, and you know, the difference between him going out with me and going out with him is he doesn't pay me, and we still catch fish. So you know, sorry. I don't think it requires you know, it doesn't require, you know, ragging on me. I don't say a bad word about anybody no matter what. So you know, I'm sorry, dude. I'm not stealing your clients or anything like that. So I just wanted to point out I'm not a pro staff for anybody except yakangler.com. So you know, that doesn't mean anything. I might, you know, I'm not a guide, and I don't go out every single day, and I don't know everything in the world, but I still go out and catch fish. So with that said, on to the next thing. I picked up What's that?
You can't just drop it and leave it at that. I need more details.
I'm not gonna trash somebody, you know. For
no, I'm not asking you to trash him. Is this gentleman a pro staffer, quote unquote?
Yes.
With DOA.
No.
Oh well, then to hell with him.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did to deserve. That the only thing I can figure is that, you know. Is my, you know, and I heard this, you know, secondhand. So, you know, I don't say a bad word about anybody. I don't like do anything to deserve to be smacked down. You know, I'm not trying to be a pro staffer with DOA or anything like that. Man, I fish those because they work for me. Yeah.
Rob, there's this nasty thing in this industry called jealousy. And when some people get really, really jealous of others and their accomplishments and feel that they've done more to deserve more and don't get more, try to find somebody who they feel has less time on the water or so on and so forth and try and rag on them. Trust me, brother, I get it all the time.
Okay,
all the time, this guy's constantly going after me about this or about that, and at the end of the day, doesn't matter. My reputation speaks for itself. So
yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Good on you, man, to keep your head up. I mean, don't let
no,
anytime
I'm
somebody's
not.
Got to do that, man. It's just it's really kind of sad. I mean, you got to look
just,
at a grown man.
I know.
About another grown man. It's just it's really pretty sad.
I know, but you know, I don't know. I mean, I've never been on a charter with the guy, you know, so I don't know. But you know, I don't want to pay somebody to go out to take me out kayak fishing and throw a cut piece of mullet and let it sit there. Okay. That's just me. I mean, that might be what works for that guy or something, but if I was I'm telling you, Chuck, if I was paying you your going rate and you handed me the bags of mullet, you know, that you buy at Walmart and said, here, cut this in half and throw that out there and watch it, I'd be like, really?
Wouldn't happen on my charter, brother. I don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't use natural
I
bait. All I use is artificial.
I understand.
Yeah.
And I know that sometimes, and I'm not ragging on anybody that uses bait. I understand that sometimes you got to go down that road, man. And I'm okay with that. But that's not my idea of a fun charter, man. You know?
Hell, you should be a pro staff. Why the hell not?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just a guy that goes fishing. I'm just a guy that goes fishing.
Their business, man.
Right.
I think that, you know, if I had a lure manufacturing company or any kind of tackle company, period, I would definitely want somebody like you to be a part of my pro staff because you're a true steward of what we do. You know, obviously, well, yeah. You're up at 7 o'clock at night with a radio show on the East Coast, so, I mean, you're half out of your mind and half, you know, brilliant at the same time.
Well, I appreciate the kudos, Chuck, but I don't, you know, I don't, you know, DOA doesn't give me a thing, you know. I just use those because they work. And I'm not against using anything. That's not the only thing I use. I mean, I have a whole tackle box full of stuff that I take with me, but I use those because I catch fish on them, and they're kind of like, I would consider it my go-to, one of my go-to lures. It's my confidence bait, you know? But I mean, I'm just saying, I don't talk bad about anybody on any forum, on the radio show, on, you know, on my blog, on, you know, anybody, anywhere. And, I just don't understand what I did to get somebody to start trashing me, man. I just don't know. I don't get it, man. So, you know, I'm just a guy that goes fishing and writes about it, man. I love fishing and I love writing. So, you know, I'm not a pro at either one. So I'm just a regular old guy. So, anyway, I apologize for airing my dirty laundry on the radio. And but I got a couple of emails here, so I'd like to kind of, it's time for the, let's get into this here real quick, and let me find this real quick. Where is it? Okay, let's get on the email bag here. All right. This edition's email bag is brought to you by Redfish Chuck.
Okay. I'm happy to sponsor.
What's that?
No problem, brother. I'm happy to sponsor it.
Okay, dear Rob, after reading about all of your night fishing trips, me and my buddy went out fishing dock lights the other night. And we didn't do too good. What's the secret? And by the way, I love the show and listen to the podcast every Friday. Tyler in Sarasota. I think he's emailed before. Okay, Tyler. Okay, well, I don't know exactly where you were fishing or if you're in Sarasota. There's a lot of good good spots down there with some dock lights. Here's the rules. You got to fish some docks with some moving water. They got to have some depth to it. You can't go fish a dock that's, you know, in 18 inches of water. Okay, you got to have some depth to it. So if you can find some, usually, this is an old trick, man. If you can find a place, docks that have sailboats around them with lights, with moving water, chances are you'll catch fish. Sailboats, they have a big keel on the bottom of them, so that's going to require something more than 18 inches of water to hold it. So that's a good sign. If you can find a sailboat docked up somewhere, then you know you got some water depth there. So deep water, moving water, don't go on a full moon, and look for a downward pointing light. And DOA shrimp will work fine in that situation too. Okay. Even though I'm not a pro staffer for DOA, I just want to throw that in there. Okay. Dear Mr. Batcast, thank you for doing your show. I always tend to get good ideas from you and Chuck. And your advice works. I live in Jupiter, and all of your stories about Canaveral make me want to go fishing with Chuck. Well, do it, man. Get up there. it's chuckskayakadventures.com if you'd like his information there. And, okay, quick question. What color and size DOA shrimp should I be using to target snook at night? Wow. Well, I've never used the half ounces. To me, they're just a little bit too big and too heavy. I like the quarter ounce DOAs because they don't dive for the bottom. They kind of stay higher in the water column longer. And I think that that's to me, that's one of the selling points of the lure. As far as color, East Coast is different over here. We use I like to use the Measles color scheme on the West Coast, but Jerry McBride and Mark Nichols both say that using on the East Coast, they like to use, Chuck, what's that color that you like to use, that off-gray color of that jerk bait, that paddle tail that you use?
The Arkansas?
Yeah.
Arkansas
Glow is one. I don't know the exact DOA number, and I shouldn't know that because I'm not a pro staffer. Anyway, it's it's kind of like a grayish, silvery color, and I know also they use the salt and pepper with a chartreuse tail over there. So I would go with that. Those two color schemes are definite winners over there. If you're fishing for snook at night, you might want to try Glow. What you do is you take a flashlight and you hold it up to it for a few minutes, you know, for not a few minutes, but for, I don't know, 20 seconds maybe, 30 seconds, and then you toss that thing and it glows. And I've also heard that if you just put the flashlight right on the lure's head, just so that part is glowing, it tends to drive snook nuts. So give that a shot too. If you're, I don't know if you're fishing around dock lights, I don't know if I would use the glow, but if you're on flats or something like that at night or around bridges, you might want to give it a shot. But if I was fishing dock lights for snook at night down there in Jupiter, man, Jupiter is a beautiful fishery, man, and they got some really big fish down there. I would definitely, the inlet there and everything, I'd be fishing dock lights at night with either that off-gray color, Arkansas Glow, I guess. I don't know what the number is. Or the salt and pepper with the chartreuse tail. So give those a shot. And that was from Tony in Jupiter. So, Tony, hopefully that answers your question. You might want to contact either Jerry McBride down from DOA. He fishes that area a lot. So ask him about color. Or if you catch one of his seminars somewhere, he's the man fishing the DOA. And let's see, I got one more here. And this says, Batcast. I guess that's me. Why don't you fly fish anymore? I fly fish out of my kayak all the time. It's not impractical. I seriously would go back to the long stick if I had redfish like that to go after. And that's from Ken in Detroit. Wow. I haven't given up fly fishing. I did mention that in my latest post the other day. And let's see. It's not practical for me. As far as, like, if I'm sitting in a kayak and I'm trying to fly cast, I've had it get stuck on foot pegs and stuff like that. If I'm going to fly fish, I have to leave the spinning stuff at home because it's just so easy to grab the spinning rod and chuck it, you know, when you're sitting down in the kayak. Now, I will get out and wade in fly fish. I just don't fly fish as much as I used to. When I first started writing and fishing, I was a fly fishing only snob. I wouldn't touch a spinning reel if you gave me one. But now fishing from a kayak, it's a little bit more practical for me to use spinning gear. I'm not anti fly fishing. I don't hate it. I love it. I wish I could do it more. Okay, in the chat room, Daryl's in there, man. Daryl, Angler Daryl, he's in Daytona. Daryl, go see Chuck. He'll take you out into the lagoon there, man, and get you going. But that was the mailbag. This week's mailbag was brought to you by Redfish Chuck. Tune in next week for more enthralling emails. And thank you for emailing the show, by the way. And I love that kind of stuff, and I'll always read that stuff on the air. So please feel free to email the show, rob@abadbatcast.com. So anyway, so Greg, you don't have to worry about DOA shrimp up there, do you?
No, DOA, they make some good stuff, and I, you know, really liked fishing with it when I was down there. Didn't have too much luck, but we didn't catch too much up in Jacksonville, but,
well, you could probably use a terrorize up there. That might work for you.
Yes, some of the stuff, the big thing that we've been using for stripers up here are the hoagie.
Oh, really? The big ones?
Yeah, big ones. Stripers like big profiles.
You ever use those, Chuck?
Hoagie lures, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's funny, I'm out in my garage right now. I'm going through all my stuff, and I'm looking at a box full of them.
Yeah, do you use them for offshore, or do you use them in the lagoon?
No, I've used them offshore before. Actually, they make one called the Skinny, and it's kind of a little bit larger of a jerkbait profile. I think it's about 6 inches. And I use those in the river every now and again when I'm on a big trout bite. But, no, I like their larger baits for cobia offshore.
Huh, that's cool. That's but you don't pro staff for them, do you?
No.
What's that?
You don't pro staff for them, do you?
Who, me?
Yeah, either one.
No, I'm not a pro staff.
Okay, so we're just talking about them on the down low here, right? We're not.
I got one of their hats, though.
Oh, cool. Yeah, man, you got it.
But I'll tell you, Rob, I was actually, thinking about loading up my Emotion kayak in my Yeti cooler. And since I do pro staff for both of those, and then also my Shimano rods and reels, since I am on their pro staff as well.
Awesome.
To head for the lagoon possibly middle of the week. I just happened to spool that new Shimano CI4 that I have with brand new Power Pro, 10-pound, red, which I am also sponsored by. So if anybody has any questions related to any of those fine products or companies, please feel free to send me out an email.
Nice job, Chuck.
No problem.
We're all promotion radio all the time. So we're, I'm just having fun with that. I'm still kind of amazed.
Just gotta laugh at it.
Okay. Daryl's in Daytona there. He says Arkansas Glow number 406. Oh, he must be a pro staffer because he's got the numbers. But my new favorite DOA color are the 309, which is Glow Gold Rush Belly, and a 316 Golden Bream.
Let me tell you what, man. Both of those colors, Rob, you need to throw them in. I'm not a big fan of them in the shrimp, but
yeah.
I like the cow baits, both of them, the jerk bait and the paddle tail. Are nasty in those two colors, man. That Golden Bream is just, it's stupid what that thing does.
What do you think it looks like?
I don't know, maybe a mud minnow. You know, it's got a real dark profile to it with some gold flake in it. So, I mean, it could look like a little mud minnow or some kind of like little molly cruising along the flats, you know. But I've caught, can't tell you how many redfish I've caught on that bait. And actually, it's a great flounder bait, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's a great flounder color.
So do you get blennies and gobies over there? Like, you know, with the
light
on there?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious because sometimes I was wondering if they might, you know, resemble that.
Yeah.
But, it's amazing. You know, it's really weird, the color schemes, you know, and how sometimes they're different in other places, man. I was at the DOA booth at the boat show a couple of months ago, and there was a guy there, and he was asking, Jerry McBride, what, you know, hey, what color works over here, you know? And he's like, I don't know. I don't really fish over here too much. And I was like, dude, you know, measles, and he was like buying like 5 bags of them, you know. The measles color is the ticket over here, man. Sometimes I'll use root beer with a chartreuse tail too if the water's dirty or something like that. But and I have that golden bream color. But yeah, those are basically my color schemes that I use over here. And now I'm using the natural, so I'm kind of liking that, man, because it kind of looks like the real deal. It glows really nice under the dock lights. It kind of throws off lights and, you know, little, you know, beams and stuff. It's kind of cool. Nope, Daryl's not a pro staffer. He's getting a website together called Angler to Angler, which is I'm kind of excited about seeing getting going there. So, you know, Daryl, if you need somebody to write for you, you know, send columns or whatever, feel free. You know, I'll help you out with that, man. Yeah, he's not a pro staffer. He uses a paddle tail. Yeah, I know. You can catch everything on those, man. Paddle tails are an excellent, excellent lure to use in just about any situation. Now, Greg, let me tell you something, man. I don't know if you guys get June bugs up there. Like in the, well, around here, it's probably right before June, of course. That's when they come out. But when I used to bass fish, man, there was some, you know, I'd hit that June bug at night. And I would use a head and tiny torpedo when the June bugs were out. And, man, let me tell you, I could get into some furious topwater action with that thing. You know, for some reason, they just, anything on the surface like that that makes a little bit of noise, and it was kind of a small profile, they would just destroy that, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, about the same time up here, you also have a lot of frogs coming out and stuff like that. Go out there right as the sun's going down, throw top waters, hula poppers, torpedoes. Yeah, the Larrys love hitting those things.
Yeah. Okay. I want to do a spot real quick for Jamaica Bay. The Jamaica Bay tournament is coming up May 12th and 13th. Is that right? I'm doing that from memory.
Yes, I believe it's okay. It's the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They extended it to 3 days.
D. Kelly's listening. She can't get in the chat. And I'm falling asleep at the switchboard here, so she might be on the line. Nope, I don't see her. But anyway, she can't get into the chat room. So don't feel bad, D. It happens to me all the time. But she is listening. And so anyway, the Jamaica Bay Kayak Fishing Tournament in Jamaica Bay. Is that New York, Greg?
Yeah, it's on Long Island. It's
Long Island.
I just looked up the date. It is the 12th through the 15th.
Awesome. Okay. Sorry, I thought it was the 12th and 13th, but that's good. It's
old stomping grounds, brother.
What's that?
Those are my old stomping grounds.
Oh, yeah?
Long Island.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this tournament, it benefits Casting for Recovery. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, if I start messing around on my computer, then it starts lagging out, and then I start cutting out, which some people might think is a good thing. So I'm doing that from memory. It's it benefits Casting for Recovery. This thing is a huge kayak fishing tournament, man. They get like 300, 350 kayaks, people out there in kayaks, which I can't even fathom that, seeing 350 people out in kayaks. I can't picture it. So anyway, ESPN shows up for that thing. It's a pretty big kayak fishing event. And it's a lot of fun. They have some nice prizes, and you know, it's a good time for everybody. I saw some pictures, and they had like a huge, gigantic parking lot that was just slammed full of people and cars and kayaks, and it's a great, great event. So definitely have a look at that. And if you're in the area, make sure you get up there if you want to travel for it. Its website is jbay.com, or just Google Jamaica Bay Kayak Fishing Tournament. And you should be able to get all the information there. Anyway, Dee Kelly was saying she couldn't get on the chat room, so I'm sorry, Dee. It happens to me sometimes, too. The link, you should be able to Google Kayak Fishing Radio or go to the Facebook page under the event for the late show, and it should, the link should be there, and it should take you there. If it doesn't load, the chat room will be underneath the player, so you should be able to get in. It should just automatically load, but if it doesn't, don't feel bad. You're not doing anything wrong. And here she is. This is my Facebook coming through on my BlackBerry. Where are you? Oh, okay. If you're listening, okay, D. Kelly, sorry. Such a high. I can only do one thing at a time. I'm sorry. Okay, the phone number to call. Let me switch over here. The phone number to call is, where is it? Oh, there it is. It's set area code 714-816-4727. And give us a call, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you, man. She was, Chuck, she did you hear her on the 8 o'clock show? Oh, you had already left. Oh, by the way, how'd your did your boy like his new fish tank?
Oh yeah, man, he's stoked.
Yeah, you gonna put some like
first word was fish. His first word was fish, dude.
Oh man, that's terrible.
Yeah, I couldn't even make it up, man. Me and my wife were sitting in the living room one day, and he sat up and he looked at me and he goes, "Fish." I said, "There's no way he just said fish." And my wife said, "I think he just said fish." And I go, "Did you just say fish?" And as plain as I just said it, he goes, "Fish." I said, "Nice."
That's awesome. So you gonna stock it with some little juvenile redfish and some little juvenile trout and stuff?
No, see, that would be illegal, and I am not one to break the law.
Excellent.
So,
that was
yeah.
just a test question, but so you could get them, and then you could like tie flies and then test them out on them, you know.
Yeah,
but
no,
anyway.
I've got a saltwater aquarium, and I've got a couple. I've actually got two saltwater tanks and a freshwater tank now. His is a freshwater tank, so he's gonna have to learn how to take care of it.
Yeah, those
a little
are,
bit easier than saltwater.
It is. I can remember having neon tetras when I was a kid.
Yep.
But,
that's what he's getting tomorrow, actually. I'm going to go get him some Tetris tomorrow.
Cool. Now, anyway, Dee Kelly was saying that she was down, I guess, around Matlache, fly fishing for redfish in kayak. And they were tailing, like, right in front of her. And she kept casting to them, and they wouldn't eat. They didn't swim off, and basically what happened was is she had the she was, you know, they had their head down in the grass. It was like heavy seagrass, and she said that, you know, she couldn't get them to eat. And I said, well, you know, next time you see run into that, put on a gurgler, and you know, just throw a gurgler over there and kind of strip it a couple of times, and they'll eat that, man. So she's on the line here, Dee Kelly. How you doing, man?
Hi, Rob. Hi, Jack. How's everyone?
Hey.
Got Greg on here from the Hammerhead from New Hampshire.
Hey, Greg.
He's gonna be fishing it.
Why do we have such trouble finding this chat connection? I'm sorry.
It's not you. I
Is
don't
it
know which
hidden
browser.
Hidden on the page?
No, it should be right underneath the player. You know, the it's like playing the show
yeah.
where you can hear it. And it should be right underneath that. There used to be a button for it where you could just, to enter the chat room, you just click on it and you'd go right in. But for some reason, it's not working out that way. Last week, I had the same problem.
Yeah, I couldn't get in at all last week. I kept trying throughout the show and never did get in.
Yeah, I know. So it's not you. Which browser are you using, Dee? Are you using Firefox or are you using Internet Explorer? Are you still there? Am I still there?
You're still there.
I lost her. Oh, she's not in the queue anymore. Did I say something wrong?
No. Probably.
Yeah.
You kept
Dang
promoting
it.
DOA way too much.
Yeah, I know, right?
But you're not
a
pro
funny.
Staffer.
Right.
No, I'm a pro staffer.
She'll be back
Stop
on.
Stop talking about him, Rob. You're not a pro staffer. You're not
Yes,
Rob.
I know. I know. I'm not. I can only talk about stuff that I'm pro staffing for. But I don't have any pro
DOA,
staffing.
We're all going to scream real loud.
Yeah. That's okay. But anyway, yeah, I'm pro staffing for Cut Mullet. Just chuck it and wait. anyway. Okay, so we lost Dee, and I was hoping that she'd get on here and talk fly fishing for redfish with me, and she lives up there around Raritan Bay, which is what's the name of that? Help me out here with the name of that. Matawan Creek, if you're familiar with Matawan Creek, where the shark attacks took place back in 1916. And also down south of that, and I want to say Shore Haven or something like that, there was another attack down there. And they actually caught the shark that they thought that was the perpetrator in Raritan Bay. So that was it was kind of cool that she fishes up there. So keep your eyes peeled for marauding great white sharks in that area. No, but actually that was the story. If you're not familiar with it, man, look it up. A lot of people do know that story, and Peter Benchley did. Basically that's where he got a little bit of the idea from for Jaws, and. So it's a really cool story. I love history like that, and I was I read several books on that subject, and I was I actually emailed the curator of the not the curator but the director for the Shark Attack Institute, because if you look at it in the Shark Attack files, they were saying that it was that great white shark, and I've never ever heard an account of a great white shark of any size being in a estuary anywhere. So I was kind of like, questioning him. And that was a pleasant email exchange, I can tell you. But anyway, never question the shark attack expert, because that guy definitely knows way more than me. And just because I read a couple of books on the subject doesn't make me an expert or a pro staffer. anyway, Dee, if you want to call back in, I don't know what happened. It's 714-816-4727. So give us a call back, man. I want to talk about Jamaica Bay. Now, Greg, you're going, so you going with a group of people, or are you just going with the family, or what?
I'm going with a couple of guys. Together in an RV, we're heading down there, but the group that I'm a part of up here in New England, I think the last count we had like 28 people on the website are heading down to the tournament.
Wow, no kidding, that's awesome.
So it's gonna be a big party, and
yeah, and your RV in it, man.
Plenty of fishing and stuff, but it's a good time. I missed it last year, unfortunately, and there was no way I was going to miss it again.
Oh yeah, have you ever fished it before?
No. I was getting ready to go, and for work had to head out to Nashville, and ended up spending all April and May out in Nashville. And
oh, bummer.
Was greatly disappointed.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I would be too. Where would you rather be, Nashville or fishing a kayak tournament?
Yeah.
No, I wanted to ask you though, what was your you know, what's your plan for that? I mean, are you going to be there to pre-fish it, or you know, you getting there like on Friday and then the tournament Saturday and Sunday or something?
Well, the tournament this year, the captain's meeting is 11 o'clock on Friday. Fishing starts at, I believe it's noon on Friday, and you can fish, basically it's the daylight hours. So it's the biggest fish of all 3 days. You have Friday afternoon, all day Saturday, and then Sunday morning.
Well, that's got to be tough. I mean, I can imagine, you know, if you don't know the area, I mean, if you don't know the area, you know, isn't it kind of hard to just, you're just going out blind or, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to do, man.
It would be tough. I'm going with some guys that have been there before. There's also, you know, a bunch of guys going with us that are in my shoes that, you know, have never fished there.
Yeah.
We are going.
You've been talking to some locals?
Yeah, talk to some locals. I'm sort of lucky that the guy that won it last year is from the New England kayak fishing website as well.
Oh, good.
So,
that's cool. Yeah, talk to some locals up there. I would imagine that would probably be a good idea. They can tell you what to use, at least.
Exactly, and it's, you know, it's similar to the fishery that we have up in New England and north and south of Boston. So it's not that much different. It's just finding the holes, and stripers are migratory, so you know they're moving up and around, and they're not going to stay any place for too terribly long. So
yeah,
you know, it's finding the structure and the whole bay. From what I've read on it and seen on it, is you know, just a really good fishery in general. So
yeah, that's awesome. I would imagine, if it were me, I'd be doing my research, you know, trying to figure out, you know, talk to some locals and stuff like that. And you know, fishing is as different as it is everywhere. It's still a lot the same, you know, everywhere you go. So, you know, if you can kind of get a little bit of a strategy in mind, you know, you might do okay. That's cool. What's the grand prize? Do you know?
That I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Normally, Hobie in the past has donated a kayak. I don't know exactly what the prizes are this year that I've seen. I'm online here. Let me pull up their page.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, fishing in my area, you know, I'm on the west coast of Florida, and Chuck is on the east coast, and we fish for the same species, you know, for the most part, and it's completely different. I mean, completely different in the sense that, you know, what you're going to use is a little bit different. You know, where the fish are is completely different. I'm telling you, Chuck, when we were out there, I was, you know, it's so shallow there, and you were saying, oh, yeah, there's fish in every single one of these holes, and it was like a foot deep and crystal clear, and it was in the middle of the afternoon, you know, and I'm thinking, man, if this was in my area, there wouldn't be a fish within, you know, 100 feet of that thing, you know, that area, you know, a foot deep and that clear water in the middle of the afternoon, you know, so it's odd because it's funny how, you know, we're in the same state and it's the same species, but it's totally different tactics, man.
Yeah, makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, I could have swore, Chuck, I know I was tired and everything last time I was over there, but I could have swore that you said that at the end of April your wife had a seminar over here in Tampa or somewhere in this area, and you were going to come up and go fishing with me.
I did say that. However, plans have changed, and I'm going to be stuck here with the boys.
Oh, Grandma and Grandpa bailed?
No, Grandma and Grandpa are gonna help out for sure, but I'm not gonna stick them for 3 days with the kids. It's just, you know, watch my mom and dad watch my boys all week while me and my wife work.
Oh, okay.
Kids in daycare. So, you know, any break I can give them is always welcomed. You know.
Okay, well, I just thought you read my latest article about my night fishing trip, and said, I ain't going there. If I go, I'll hook up with Haywood instead.
Well, yeah, that's just it, man. I can only fish with sponsored anglers. So, you know, get that sponsorship thing, you know, figured out,
yeah.
and then we'll talk.
There's a clause in your Yeti contract, right? About, you know.
Yeah.
You can only, yeah.
No fishing with unprofessional anglers.
Right. And I won't tell Emotion that Bill is sponsored by Malibu. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, I won't tell Emotion that I've got a native, so it's all right.
Do you?
Yeah, I've got an
I never knew that. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. I've had that thing for years, man. I'm never getting rid of it. It's my wife's boat. She loves it.
So now that I have you on that kick, what you know, as far as like the emotions go, what would be your favorite part of an emotion? Emotion kayak,
stability.
You know. Really?
Yeah, the stability, the fact that, I mean, for those of you that don't know me, I'm about 6'1", and I weigh right in and around 250, depending on how many cheeseburgers and beer I've drank the night before. So, for me to be able to get up and stand up in a kayak, it's a pretty magical feat to behold. So with that grand slam, man, you've seen it, Rob. I can stand up in it and push pull it all over the flats, and it's a great boat, man. It really is. It's I used to have a Heritage Redfish, and the two of them are quite similar. But,
yeah, they look kind of.
I think that emotion.
They look similar.
Yeah, they are. Well, they were, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they were designed by the same guy.
Oh, okay.
The guy designed the Redfish for Heritage, also designed the Grand Slam for Emotion. And I believe that's what happened. But anyway, I found that the Emotion, for me, is slightly faster and slightly a little bit more quiet, a little more stealthy.
Less hall flap.
Yeah, because the bow seems to enter the water a little bit faster than it does in the Redfish. It's more of a steep angle, much like on a sport fisherman boat, you know.
Yeah.
So it kind of it doesn't porpoise as much when you're paddling hard, and it just, you know, it's a great boat. I love it. It's awesome.
That's awesome. I was just curious, you know. Yeah. Hey, you know, everybody, like, you know, we've talked about this a million times. There's no perfect kayak. For every situation. So, you know, there's certain things that I'm, you know, I've never been in an Emotion before, but, you know, I'm sure that there's some things that are awesome about it. Just, you know, the same thing, there's, you know, there's some things that are awesome about my Malibu that I really like, which, by the way, I'm not pro staff for Malibu. I just happen to really like my kayak a lot. You know, I mean, for me, everything is right there in front of me. So that's the thing that I like about it. It's super stable. It's not as fast as everybody else. I mean, it's a barge for sure. Man, for as far as stability goes, and I can fit like everything under the sun in that thing. You know, it tops out. You can put 450 pounds worth of stuff in it. You know, plus. You know, it'll hold 450 pounds. So that's, you know, I can fit all my camping gear in there. My center hatch, I can fit all my fishing tackle in there within, you know, easy reach. So, you know, when I was fishing out of that ocean, that Prowler 13, you know, I was, all my stuff was behind me, and I had to keep reaching behind me, you know, every time that I needed something. So. it's definitely, yeah, Aaron, he's on the message board there. He wants to trade his Malibu in for an emotion. Wow. Man, you let Aaron drive your emotion?
Yeah, I let him take it around for a little stroll, just sit up in it. Yeah, I think he liked it pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I know that when Mark and Adam were here last year, they had emotions, and they were definitely a lot faster. Me and Chip were, they're like hundreds of yards in front of us, you know, just like paddling, you know, gingerly, and we're like digging, you know, and he was in his Cobra Fish and Dive, you know, so we were, those are definitely slower boats. So that's awesome. Well, anyway, we're at the end of our hour, believe it or not. And Greg, did you ever find out what the grand prize is for the Jamaica Bay tournament?
No, I couldn't find it up on their website.
It's okay. No, we'll find out. I'll find out.
Normally,
from,
have a pretty good set of prizes. They got a pretty long list of sponsors. So
I'll email D. Kelly and find out. So anyway, yeah, check it out, jbay.com. And or Google Jamaica Bay Kayak Fishing Tournament, and get up there, man. It's for a good cause. Casting for Recovery is a great cause. So anyway, we're at the end of our hour, and Chuck, thank you for coming in. And
I appreciate you having me
on. And thanks for putting up with me and my rambling and my non-pro staffer-ness. And
I forgive you.
We'll do it again next week. And Greg, thank you for coming in. And I apologize to everybody in the message board. I never say goodbye to everybody in the message board because I'm like worrying about you know, shutting the switchboard down. So Aaron, I once again, man, I seem like I'm always blowing you off, and I'm not. And I promise. I appreciate everybody for coming in on the message board and stuff. I'm sorry I can't talk and type at the same time and be in the talk in the chat room as much as I'd like. Everybody in the chat room, thank you for coming. Daryl, come back again, man, and let me know when you get angler to angler going. And even though I don't pro staff for anybody, I'll write you some articles, man. So until next Thursday, I am Rob DeVore, otherwise known as a Bad Batcast. And you can catch my non-pro staffer blog at www.abadbatcast.com. So, I'm sorry. I'm just having entirely too much fun with this. But until next week, I'll see you guys later. And you've been listening to the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. Only on Blog Talk Radio. See ya!